All right, so I'll get things started, and then we'll just go one by one through the media, and just I'll ask you questions. To first, just talk about your thoughts on the AHL season being canceled shortly, and then just your overall thoughts on the 2019-20 season.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously disappointing. I thought I made some really good relationships with the guys down there, and I think we had a great team. Obviously the season didn't really go the way we wanted to, but I know I personally had a lot of fun, and I think it was still enjoyable to be at the rink. So, yeah, it's disappointing to have the season end short, but in general, I think it was a good season for me personally, and I learned a lot. So.
Hey Morgan, I know you recently, had your meeting with Coach Gordon for a little bit of closure to wrap up season number one for you, but how would you assess your performance, maybe how you progressed throughout the year, and what sort of feedback did you get from the staff on that front?
Well, I think from my perspective, I think I made a lot of leaps forward, and then I would take some small, steps back. So I think it's just like kind of finding that consistency and, just be more consistent. I think there was a couple times during the season where my confidence kind of dipped a bit, and that's kind of when my play dipped a bit. I think I play my best when I'm playing confident and kind of loose and just having fun. And just from Gordo, I think he kind of reiterated the same message. I think it's just a little bit more consistency and, yeah, I gotta work on a little bit more of being a 200-foot player and continue to try and produce offensively.
Morgan, can you kind of explain the jump you made from junior to the AHL and then pretty quickly the AHL to the NHL, what those adjustments were like at each level?
I mean, yeah, it all kind of happened like quick within one season, like making two jumps there, and it was definitely an adjustment period. Like the first month or two, I was, I don't want to say lost, but you're just trying to kind of figure out your way. And I think the whole season I was kind of just trying to figure out what I could get away with, what I couldn't get away with, because it's a lot different in junior. There's more time and space, and especially you come from junior, you're one of the older guys in the league, and then you're plugged right in and you're the youngest guy in the league. So it was a little different, but like I said, I learned a lot, and I think I got better as the season went on.
Hey Morgan, how's it going? I know the AHL season canceling gives closure to a lot of guys that their season is over, but for guys maybe holding out hope for the expanded NHL roster, what have you sort of been doing the last month or two just to sort of stay in any kind of, relative shape to be ready for that if it happens?
I'm actually kind of lucky where I am. My mom's a personal trainer, so I've kind of had access to her gym the whole time, and at the start when I wasn't really, leaving the house at all, she brought some equipment home, and she's been great with helping me. And I've been in, close contact with my trainer from back home. So that's all been nice. I've been preparing, and I the only thing is I haven't been on the ice, which is, obviously tough. This is probably the longest stretch, in my life I can think of, being off the ice for over 2 months or whatever it's been now. So that's been tough. But yeah, just trying to stay prepared in case anything happens, and being honored to get to call the Flyers to kind of be with them for their playoff run, and
Kind of jumping off of Steve's question, do you think that sort of trial by fire element was helpful to you this season, or a bit much to navigate? What was your kind of feeling about that approach?
I think it was helpful. I mean, there's probably a couple times where, I made some plays and did some stuff where I probably shouldn't have, but I think that's all part of learning. And I'm pretty aware that I'm a younger guy and I still got a lot to work on and a lot to learn. So that's pretty much just what I try and do, try and soak up as much. And whether it's from the coaches, telling me stuff or showing me in video, or even just watching like my teammates or guys on other teams, I like to, kind of just try and pick up some little things that I can work on and, make myself better.
Kind of going along with that, Morgan, is also the mental aspect of the game, particularly for a younger player like yourself, when you've had a year like you did where you've had some really high highs and then you find yourself getting shuffled back and forth between the NHL and the AHL. What did it take for you to understand the mental game part of that, doing well perhaps at the NHL and then maybe struggling a little bit coming back down to work on your game? How did you feel that you handled that this year?
I think a little on and off. I mean, you know, like I kind of mentioned before, like a little bit of confidence dips, and, you know, sometimes you start thinking about stuff too much, and, you know, you're used to, you know, I don't want to say dominate, but you're used to being like a really effective, and, you know, you're one of the best players on the ice every night in junior. And then, you know, you go to this league and everyone's so good. And, yeah, I mean, like if you have an off night, it doesn't look good on you. So you got to be prepared every night. And, yeah, I think I could get a little bit better with the mental side of things, just making sure I'm always, you know, confident in myself, and yeah, just trying to be the best player I can be, I guess.
Morgan, you may have already I touched on, you know, a lot of this, but at about the time the pause kicked in, somebody, I think it was Huffer, said he talked to the guys on the team and kind of gave everybody some homework to do on, you know, coming up with a you know, kind of setting your own plan for one thing you can do or two things you can do to be a better hockey player all around when you do come back on the ice. Can you share kind of, you know, what your thought process was on that? I know you've touched on some of it already.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but it's kind of a lot of the same things. And, you know, there's a lot of little things that I wouldn't even, like, say or, you know, things that I want to, like, they're just small things. I wouldn't have said that to Huffer or whatever, but, I mean, yeah, it's just learning. I want to be better in the defensive zone. And, you know, I think I'd like to, you know, turn myself into a 200-foot player where I'm, you know, able to be trusted on the penalty kill and, you know, kind of just try and play in all situations. So, like I always say this, it's a lot of learning through video and just watching other players and things like that.
Well, Morgan, thanks for doing this. Was there anything that surprised you this season coming into the AHL? And the second part is just with the start date for the NHL and just next season unknown, how do you map out your training schedule? You know, where you don't want to do too much or too little, depending on when that start time is.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost kind of like it's been a weird situation because, you know, it's kind of nearing the end of the season and your body's a little sore. So for the first, like at the start, I didn't really do much. And then as I went on, I kind of just eased my way into it, tried to, you know, stretch as much as possible and just work little muscles and then, you know, kind of ramp it up, hopefully if things get going here. And yeah, especially in the next season, I think I want to add some upper body strength and continue to work on little things that everyone works at, like getting faster and, you know, I want to work on stick handling. I want to probably add a little bit more velocity in my shot. So just a bunch of stuff like that. Pretty generic.
Any other questions from Morgan? Nope. All right. Morgan, thank you.
All good?
Yep. Hit him straight today. Good luck.
We'll see. I'll let you know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Morgan.
Peace.